bird, while many stand idle and wave. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them is too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save him hath died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. I'm happy for the privilege to once again come your way by means of radio. Such a wonderful opportunity to speak for our Lord and Savior. Today, we're back on our subject of the gospel alphabet. Our next letter is L, and what else could it stand for more than love? For God so loved the world that he gave. Love is powerful and motivating. Now, listen to the scripture. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. That is what love will do for a person. It will work for the benefit of others. A real Christ-like character is founded on the principle of love. The basic commandments in the Bible concern it. Listen, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Matthew 22:37-38. The second commandment involves love also. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22:39. In fact, 1 Peter 2:17 says, Love the brotherhood. So any person or religion which professes to love God when it hates one of his creatures in the image of God is out of harmony with God. It is deceptive. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? 1 Peter 4:20. How could we ever enumerate all the powers of love? It is a quality which makes one more like God, for God is love. Since this is true, then he that loveth not knoweth not God. 1 John 4:8. But in reality, love begets love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. And all the understanding and compassion that love brings. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Let me point out an example of this, exemplified in the life of David. His son Absalom was perverted and hatred had filled his heart. He had hatred for his father and love for himself. He wanted to be king, so he led a revolution against his father. Listen to what David told his officers. Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. 2 Samuel 18:5. The reason he told them this was because he loved him. And when Absalom was killed, listen to David again. And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son. 2 Samuel 18:33. I would say he loved his son, even though this boy was trying to overthrow him. Love moved his heart. How can we fulfill Ephesians without love? For it says, forbearing one another in love. The sweetest joys are found in loving and in being loved. Did you ever see a person happy while he was hating? Love will keep us from striving for the last word. It will give us courtesy for others. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. The Bible speaks of labor of love. So it will give us energy to work for God and souls. Love also makes one calm amidst the struggles of life. And surely love worketh no ill to his neighbor, Romans 13:10. And this brings me to a poem which I heard Brother Austis Wilson give. Let me pass it along to you. Just forget it. If you've not been treated right, just forget it. Don't get ready for a fight, but forget it. Life's too short to hold a grudge, twill your happiness be smudge. Anyway, you're not the judge, so forget it. If you've been misunderstood, just forget it. Say, I did the best I could, then forget it. If you don't have your own way, don't be small enough to say, well, I guess I just won't play, but forget it. If somebody slanders you, just forget it. Say, I'm glad it isn't true, then forget it. Even if you lose a friend and the breach you cannot mend, it will pay you in the end to just forget it. So indeed, love does work. Try it. M stands for meditation. It means to contemplate, to ponder, to intend, to plan, to dwell in thought, to muse, to reflect. This is one of the most essential conditions of a successful and happy life. Now, at the very outset of this advice, let me be quick to say I'm not advocating some idolatrous form of transcendental meditation where incense is burned to some ancestor while a chant of heathen worship is offered to an idol of some sort. That is where most any type of thought is allowed to enter the mind and control the being. No, this is not of God. For the scriptures say, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. So the type of meditation necessary to maintain a Christ-like life is one of guarded thoughts and imaginations. But on with our thought. Listen, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalms 1:1-2. Again, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalms 19:4. Meditation will help a person to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. So one is no better than his thoughts. For again the scriptures tell us, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Surely, there is power in the mind and thoughts. That is all the more reason why it should be guarded with such care. Sometimes, God will allow a person to pass through deep waters of sickness and disaster in order that they may have more time to meditate and think. They're drawn closer to God and his will. Listen, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Proverbs 4:26. Meditation helps to keep one balanced. Since man cannot have everything, he must choose and decide that which is most important to him. Joshua said, Choose you this day whom ye will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. It has been said, decision is half the battle. That is important. Of course, decision is not everything, and action must follow, but meditation helps one to make a wise choice. Halting between two opinions is what kills. The direction of the ship is not determined by the way the wind blows, but according to the set of the sails. Oh, how much rashness and how many foolish decisions one would be saved from if they took time to be still and do as Solomon advised, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Proverbs 4:4. Sometimes it is best to sleep over a choice rather than make a hasty decision. And so in this day of hustle and rush, when one scarcely has time to meditate, let me close with this suggestion and scripture. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Our Father, we thank Thee for the love which drew us to Thyself, and now we ask that You would be our helper as we meditate on the goodness of God. Make us earnest and true workers for souls while it is day before the night cometh when no man can work. Bless each listener, and Thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I can never quite explain how the blessed Savior came and took my sins all away. I only know He came to me, came one day and set me free, dwelled within my heart to stay. Now He is everything to me, and He will always be all I ever need. His love will satisfy till the day I die and through eternity. Until at last with Him I stand in the heavenly land, He will walk with me. He's living in my heart.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.